What a wonderful job. Let's give them a hand again. What a beautiful story, beautiful music, and a wonderful presentation by these young people. Thank you, young people. Thank you, workers. I can't think of the last time I saw a play that touched my heart like that one just did. That was just great. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to go very quickly to Galatians chapter 4 tonight. Galatians chapter 4. We just watched a story about Christmas and a story about adoption. And that makes me think of another story. And we're going to read that story from Galatians chapter 4. We'll begin reading in verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that ye might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. In a very real sense, the gospel is an adoption story. Galatians chapter 4 tells us a few things about adoption. First of all, it gives us the position of adoption. You know, adoption requires someone who comes at the right time. The right child has to be matched up with the right parent, and it all has to happen at a specific moment in time. That's what verse 4 says. It says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. When the time was just right, God sent his Son into the world so that he might adopt us all as sons and daughters. It was the right time theologically. For 1,300 years, the Jews had practiced the law, and they had realized what a failure it was to try to live up to God's standard by their own power. They were ready for some grace. It was the right time religiously. The Greeks and the Romans had figured out that their demigods, mere men, made in man's image, could never save or do anything. It was the right time culturally. For the first time since Babel, people spoke a universal language, the language of Greek. Roads were connecting the world in a way that it had never been connected before. There was a centralized government in Rome. There was the Pax Romana, Roman peace. See, if the world was at war, it wouldn't have been ready to drop everything for this new good news about a Savior. But the world was at peace. It was just the right time. Adoption requires someone who comes at the right time. Folks, I want to remind you tonight that the birth of Jesus Christ was no accident. At the right moment, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son into the world. You know, adoption also requires the right qualifications. If you were moved by the presentation tonight, you say, you know, I think I'd like to adopt. So you go down to Harris Hospital or JPS or one of the other hospitals in town, and you see a baby and you say, I think I'll take that one. You walk right in, you pick it up, you walk out, they will arrest you. They'll put you in jail. That's called kidnapping. Listen, you got to have the right qualifications to adopt a baby. You've got to go through a pretty extensive interview process. You have to have home studies. They got to make sure they're turning that child over to parents that will parent them well. Well, did you know that Jesus Christ met all of the qualifications to bring us into God's family? It says at the end of verse 4 that God sent forth his Son. Well, that's the first qualification. He was fully God. But then it says, made of a woman. He was fully man. And then made under the law. That's an interesting phrase, isn't it? Why was Jesus made under the law? Well, the next verse tells us, so that he could redeem those that were under the law, you and me. Kings are often above the law, but God made himself under the law. See, folks, there are certain qualifications that have to be met if you and I are going to get into God's family. The qualification above all others that God requires is holiness. It's perfection. See, God isn't a father like me. I'm flawed. He's not a father like the other men in this room. God is perfect. He's holy and he's sinless. And to be in his family requires that someone meets up to his qualifications. That's called the Old Testament law. And the Old Testament law was given for one reason, that all of us would be brought to the place where we could have to honestly say, no matter how hard I try, no matter how hard I work, no matter how much church I go to, and no matter how hard I try to be better, I just don't measure up. I can't meet those qualifications. I'm not perfect. That's why God sent His Son made under the law. Jesus was born a Jewish man. He lived in a Jewish culture. He knew fully well the requirements that God had. And I want you to know tonight that Jesus Christ lived a life that you and I could never live. And never once did He tell a lie. Never once did He disobey His parents. Never once did He have a bad attitude. Never once did He sin in thought, action, or attitude. Jesus Christ was the only person that ever lived that was truly perfect, that could live up to God's righteous standard for a person's life. Jesus Christ had the right qualifications. He was made under the law. His life, free from sin, full of righteousness. He alone in human history has the qualifications to bring you into God's family. Adoption requires someone that can pay the right price. Don't miss this. The righteous life of Jesus Christ was not enough to bring you into the family of God. It costs more than that. I know we have some families in our church that have looked into adoption before, and some that have even adopted. And they would tell you, if you sat down with them, that it costs an exorbitant amount of money in our culture to adopt a kid. If you want to adopt an American baby, at times it can cost you tens of thousands of dollars just for the right to do that. Listen to me, as expensive as it is to adopt a child in 2015, the United States of America, it costs infinitely more for God to bring us into His family. The cost is pictured by a word given to us in verse 5. Why did He come? He came to redeem them that were under the law. To understand that word, you really have to travel back to an ancient slave market in your mind. Go back there with me, if you will. The word redeem means to release a slave from his or her owner by paying the slave's full price. In this passage, Galatians 4, the slave master is the law. And God sent Jesus into this world to pay the demands of the law so that we might be free from its slavery. I've gotten the chance to travel all around the world, and just about every third world country I go to, there are orphans everywhere. It's heartbreaking. Probably the most heartbreaking place I've ever been is right outside the city of Manila in the Philippines, and it's a place called Piatas. Some of you folks have heard me talk about it before. Piatas is the city dump for Manila, and you have a whole group of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people that live in the dump and make their homes out of garbage. They eat the garbage, the leftovers from a third world country, if you can imagine. There's nothing more heartbreaking than walking in that dump and seeing children there. Faces covered with dirt, malnourished, people not looking after them. And it's even more heartbreaking to see kids in that dump who are orphans. And either their mom and dad died or their mom and dad didn't want them and just left them there. I tell you what I want to do every time I see a kid like that. I want to make some room in my suitcase and bring them home. And show the love of Jesus to them. Listen, as pathetic and as sad as that picture is, don't miss this. We're not like those orphans. You know why? Those orphans were rejected by their father, rejected by their mother. That's not like us. We rejected our father. We turned everyone to our own way, the Bible says. We're orphans because we're sinners, separated from God, not by His choice, but by our choice. And that's why Jesus came. I want you to imagine that you walked into an orphanage. You were going to adopt the kid. And as you walk in there, you begin to realize some things about this child's family that you didn't understand before. You find out the child's mom was a crackhead. The child's dad was a murderer. They did their best to cover it up, but there's some real mental challenges there and some psychological damage that was done. What would you do? Would you walk away? God didn't. He walked right into the mess of our lives. He knew what we were, and he knew what we did. And like they said today, he took us just as we were. You see, to adopt someone, you have to pay the right price. And that's why Jesus went to Calvary, to shed his blood, to give you his sinless life so he could bring you into the family of God. And tonight, if you're not sure you're on your way to heaven, I want to tell you God wants to take you just as you are. Just turn from your sin. Just by faith receive what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross of Calvary. He will not only forgive your sins, he will not only give you a home in heaven, he will give you a brand new family, and he will be your father. Someone once asked J.I. Packer, what is a Christian? He thought, and he said, well, there are many answers to that question, but I think the best one is this. A Christian is a person who has God as his father. And every person in this room that's been saved by the grace of Jesus Christ knows what it is to be adopted by the Father. And if you're outside the family today, I want to say to you, love is reaching out. And there's room at the table for you. And tonight, you can be saved. Let's pray, may we? Father, we thank you for the adoption story of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That though we were enemies, separated by sin, you sent your son into this world at the right time with the right qualifications to pay the right price. Lord, if there's someone here tonight that's not certain that if they were to die today, that they would go to heaven. They're not sure they're in your family through salvation in Jesus Christ. I pray that tonight will be the night that they get saved. And Lord, for every Christian in this room, I pray that you would help us to understand that we are more than servants. We are sons and daughters of the King. And oh, that we might enjoy the relationship with you, the intimate relationship that Jesus Christ died for us to have. With every head bowed and with every eye closed, I just want to ask you a few questions tonight. We've had a wonderful evening together and it's almost over, but please don't check out. Is there anybody here that would say, I'm not 100% sure that if I were to die today, right where I am, that I would go to heaven? Maybe I'm 80% sure, maybe I'm 90% sure, but I'm not 100% sure. Would you please pray for me? With every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you tonight, would you just lift your hand with mine? I see that hand. I'm not saved or I'm not sure. Would you please pray for me? I'm not sure I'm in the family. Father, I pray for these that have raised their hands tonight. We pray that even tonight we will see an adoption ceremony in this service as people outside the family get in the family through the grace of Jesus Christ. If you raised your hand, and only if you raised your hand, I just want you to look up at me. Just look up at me. God bless you. God bless you. Here in just a moment, we're going to give you an opportunity to get into the family of God and to know for sure that your sins are forgiven. Our music minister is going to lead us in a verse of what we call an invitation. Everyone will stand to their feet. We'll begin to sing. As soon as we start singing, if you would like for someone to show you in a private way from God's word how you can know for sure you're on your way to heaven, I want you just to leave your seat, head right to the front. Someone will meet you there and show you how you can know for sure before you leave this place tonight that heaven is your home. And I'm praying tonight that God would give you the courage to get in the family through the grace of God. I wonder how many of you Christians in here would say, Brother Tyler, I can honestly say that I am fully enjoying the intimate relationship with my Father like I should be. I'm enjoying the relationship that Jesus died for me to have. If that's you, would you lift your hand with mine? You see, God loved us right where we were, but he loves us too much to leave us that way. So maybe tonight God's spoken to your heart through this player, through the preaching about your relationship with God, and you need to set some things straight. Here in just a moment when we sing, I want you too to leave your place, come right to the front, get down on your knees, and spend some time with God in prayer. Father, we thank you for what you've done tonight. We thank you for the opportunity that we have now to respond to this wonderful story that we've heard. It's in Jesus' name I pray. We're standing as the invitation begins. Brother Johnson's about to sing.